So we choose sponsored now by good friend, in honor of our good friend Mandy Kaplowitz, organizing this shulam for the past 20 years. We hope to continue as avodas hakodesh, b'zun nachas hanos and brachos, ad mea v'eshem shana. Shaya Pavram for coming many, many years to give us the shulam.
Again, I wanted to thank Rav Mendy Kaplowitz also personally for inviting me, even though he now lives in Waterbury, Connecticut. But I wanted to thank him profusely for inviting me to share with you the Divrei Torah in many years. And he had had the privilege of coming here. And I hope I continue to have this privilege, and that he is involved in the organization of the shir for the next 20 years, just like he has been for the last 20 years. Okay. And then we'll take it back there and we'll ask for more. We have the Gemara in Menachos. Gemara introduces a concept that has many ramifications. Gemara in Daf Ayin Gimel introduces this concept of that ish, that is, we have a din of ish, that a guy is able to be neither in the Dharma and the Davis. A guy is able to bring a carbon. We had the Machlekes, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yossi Aglili, whether every carbon that a guy gives, what's the status of that carbon? Does it have to be an oila, or he can be mafresh other carbonis as well? Rabbi Akiva holds that every carbon that he brings has to be an oil. Rabbi Yossi Aglili argues with that. The Gemara brings a raya. The Gemara says there are two reasons, maybe, that the reason is that a guy has to bring an oil and not a shlomo. The second reason is that it's exeris akosif, non-negotiable. He has to bring an oil. And because we learn out from the Pasek Asher, Krivu LaHashem Li'ayla, called the Mikarvi Yayla Li'havi. The first reason is because Ebek HaChavim, the Metziah says that it's Liba LaShomayim. What he means really is to give to give a carbon in a way where everything will go LaShomayim. He doesn't have a concept that you could compartmentalize, that there'll be a same carbon, that you'll be able to get part of it l'shamayim, and part of it will be able to be for a basar b'dam to eat, like a shloman. And therefore, he means to do it for an oil. The Karen Ira learns, let's say a guy will specify, I want it to be a shloman, and I know that you think that it's not that it's libi l'shamayim, and I don't mean it for it to be a shloman. I bedafke mean that it should be a shloman. I'm not like all the other guys. According to the first lashon, that holds, because the guy is libo l'shamayim, that svar will not apply over here. On the other hand, let's say you have the gzeres hakosuf. No matter what the guy says, the din is, no matter what the guy says, the carbon will be a carbon oil. In such a case, the carbon will be a carbon oil. The Gemara brings a raya that we do see sometimes that a guy is able to bring a shlomo. The Gemara brings a kasha masiv Rav Chama bar Gurya and a kachama sheisnadei lahavi shlomim nastan liYisrael Yisrael eichla nastan lekayin akayin eichla. The Gemara brings a brisa where the brisa says that he's able to bring a shlomim, and then the Gemara answers that it's talking about a case of an oivei kachavim that was mafresh the carbon sheiskaper b'hani Yisrael. Such a case where the guy brought the carbon for the Israel to have the kapara. The guy is bringing a shlomim, he's being menad of a shlomim, but not for himself. He's saying, this shlomim, I'm giving a shlomim, that the shlomim should belong to the Israel. That he can do. The guy can't go, even if you hold like Rabbi Akiva, if you hold like there's a din that he has to bring an oil, that means that any carbon that he has, it will have to be an oil. But let's say he's mafresh a carbon kadeshi iskaper bo chavera, and that the carbon that the other one will get will be a shlomim, that he's able to do. He's able to be menadav a shlomim that a Yisrael will be able to have. And the Yisrael, the Gemara says, will eat the basar. The basar, a carbon that the Yisrael will have. To understand this, then, I wanted to give a hakdama. You see, what exactly is the bilus that we have when we bring karbonos? It's really ramifications that it has. We're holding mamish already on the dafayin test in Menachos. Of course, it's Negeya, the whole Masepta of Zvachim and Menachos, and all the rest of Seder Kachim also. We talk about the deen bilus that a person has in a karbon. First of all, we know, of course, that the ritzui of a karbon is something that a person has a bilus on. A person has a ritzui of a chatos, of course, that he'll have the chus kapara, he's the miskapar of the karbon. But any karbon, it's not only by a chatos, it could be an oil, it could be a shloman. Whatever the ritzui that there is in the karbon, that's a special schus that the bilum have in the karbon. It's a bilus lagabi the kapara. It's a bilus lagabi the ritzui of the karbon. And that part is pashut. That's where the carbon is brought, and a person could have the ritzui of a carbon. On the other hand, we find the following. We have a Gemara in Tmura, on Chavdala. But the Gemara in Tmura has a case, fascinating case. Let's say you have, Gemara says, we know by a chatos, a person could bring a chatos. A person could be a bialim to bring a chatos. And there are five chatos hamesis. Sometimes the chatos, something happens and it makes the chatos. There's a din of basis by a chatos. Vlad chatos, Tmuris chatos, chatos shemesa balel, chatos sheniskapru balel, chatos shavashnasa. There's special halacha l'mayshvi Sinai that the chatos is ozlo l'misa. You can't keep the chatos. Person makes a tmura on a chatos. So the din is that the tmura on the chatos, it'll have kedushas chatos, but it cannot be brought. Let's say he was mafresh a chatos, and the chatos got lost, and he brought another chatos, and then they found the other chatos. That's a chatos sheniskapru baleha, chatos sheniskapru baleha, and then they find the old chatos. So in such a case, this is also a lemis. One of them is, let's say a chatos that became, let's say a person had a chatos, and it became uberis. The chatos became uberis. What'll be the din where it became uberis? It's a vlad chatos. The din of a vlad chatos is that it's oslo lemisu. That's the first one in the acronym that we have. There's an easy way to remember always. The vlad, the chatos amesis. Visimna, achais light and tenda, visimna. So you have Vav, Tav, Mem, Nun, Ayin. So it's the easy way to remember. Avlat Chatas, Tmuris Chatas, Chatas Shemesa Balel, Chatas Sheniskapru Balel, and Chatas Sheomra Shlosa. Those are the five Chatos Hamesis. Very simple way to remember all the five Chatos Hamesis. Vlat Chatas is also Lumis. The Chatas becomes Mu'beris. So it's also, and then the vlad is born. Can't be an iskaper with that chatos. Can't be an iskaper with the chatos. So the din is the chatos is also lemisa. Gemara says a chiddush at Tmura from Chavdali. There's a way to avoid the din of chatos, vlad, chatos. You could circumvent the whole din of misa that you have by a vlad chatos. And that is, let's say the chatos, while it's mu'baris, you're able to be magdish it as a shlomim. And when it's born, it won't be born as a chatos, it'll be born as a shlomim. If you hold, vlad is kachim b'havyasin ein kedoshim. Now, as we have a machlaikis, at what point the vladis, when there's a vlad that's born from a carbon, at what point does it get a kedusha? Does it get a kedusha in the stomach of the mother? Or does it get a kedusha after it's born? So if you hold that it gets a kedusha after it's born, you're able to be magdish it before it's born. Because that the violet doesn't have kedusha, it's chatos. It's a chatos, you can't change, transform a chatos into a shlamin. But before it became a chatos, you can do that. And therefore, let's say a person will go and he will be magdish the vlad while it's in the mother's stomach before it got kedusha's chatos. He'll make it into a shlamin. Once it's born, it's going to be born as a shlomim. Then it won't have a din of a vlad chatos. Then it will be a case of a shlomim that's born. So vlad chatos that's born, then it will get kedusha After it'll get Kedusha while it's in the stomach of its mother. When it'll be born, it'll be born a Shlomim. So here you have a case. You can circumvent the whole din of that it should be a Chavachatos HaMesis. It'll be born as a Shlomim. And there, that's the way. You'll be able to save a fortune of money by that. So it won't be a din of Vlad Chatos. And the Pella that we have on that Gemara is, how can he be Maddish a Vlad of a Chatos if the Chatos does not belong to him? When a person makes a Chatos, it's a carbon, kachay kachay. By kachum kalim, we can hear easier. Rabbi Yosef Lili at least holds kachum kalim mama bailam. But nobody holds it's mama bailam when we talk about kachay kachay. In which case, if the Vlad and the behemoth became Uberis, and then it become Uberis, and became Uberis before it's a Chatos, it's also easier. But in a case where it became Uberis after it's a Chatos, who owned the Chatos? That you should say that it became Uberis, the Vlad belongs to the Bailam. The Vlad belongs to the Hekesh. Because he, the Bailam, was totally disassociated with the behemoth once he, when God said, I'm disordered from, once he, that he became, that the carbon itself was Hukdash and belongs to Hegdash. How could his Maisa Hegdash be work? And how does it chal on a Vlad of a Chatos that belongs to Hegdash that he now should be able to have the Kayak to go make it into a Shlomo? Chara, what we see over there is, in the Bailus that we have of the Chatos, in the Bailus besides the Bailus that he has for Kapara, there's a bailus that he has in the moment it's also of the Chatos. Let's say a person will want to go and he would want to sell it. Let's say he can't sell it, it's not going to be chal. But what's the reason that it's not chal? Is it chal because it's not his? Or is it chal, or is it not chal because there cannot be a chalais of kinyonim, or a chalais of bechira, a chalais of a mekach in something that has kedushas carbon? Is there a chesaron in the ownership that he has? He can't be a bailam on something that belongs to Hegdish? Or maybe the reason is because really he owns it. He owns the behemoth like he owns any behemoth. Except the behemoth that he owns now has a chalais of Kedusha on it. And the chalais of Kedusha that it makes it immune, impervious to any kind of a chalais itself that's going to be chal. If you'll have that part of the behemoth that he owns, that will remain chulin, then he's the bailam on it. The bailam, he has the bailam, like the Gemara Bavakama, Marbeikar Tur Deruvin, Bahashna Tur Deruvin. He is the bailam on the behemoth. It's the Scottish, but in the bailam of the mumminess of the carbon, in the chepta of mummin that the behemoth is, there he's called the bailam on it, that he'll be able to go and make a chalais of mechira. He'll be able to make a chalais of mechira on it. He'll go ahead and he'll be able to go and be magnishing. He'll be able to make a chalais of hegdish on the vladis because the vlad belongs to him. How can the vlad belong to him? The vlad is born from a behemoth that doesn't belong to him. Terence says it belongs to him. The mumminess of the carbon belongs to him. Similarly,
the ubis part of the mumminess?
What?
The ubis part of the mumminess? Maybe the ubis is separate?
But it doesn't have nothing to do with him. The Uber is born. The Uber is born from somebody that belongs to Hegdish. If you own a behemoth, and the behemoth became Uberis, why do you own the Vlad? Why do you ever own the Vlad? You own the Vlad because the Vlad came into being from something that's your moment. If you own the mummies that produced the Vlad, the din of the mummies, the main mummies, trucks of chibur to the Vlad that was made from it. You own a field. And your field produced pears. Why do you own the pears? You never made a kinyan on pears. You have an apple tree. And the apple tree you own, the apple tree produced apples. Why do you own the apples? You never made a kinyan on the apple. The apple is a new chetza that comes into being. And who's the bailam on the apple? You're bailam on the apple. Because if the apple is nailed from your moment, you the exclusive of the moment belongs to you also. The bailus of the moment belongs to you also.
What moment is the thing is worth nothing to anybody. You can't sell it.
No, the fact that you can sell it doesn't make a difference. That you can't sell it doesn't make a difference. That's only dividing in terms of the value of it. Maybe you won't be able to because it doesn't have any value. But as far as the shem chetz of it, you have the bailus on it, whether you can get money for it or not. is only enough gemina in terms of what the value, the shabbos is. But the shame bailus that you have on it is not totally in the value.
What can I do with a shame bailus? What good is it?
Here you have a case. Normally, here you have a case by a shlomim. Here you have a case by a shlomim. Or, because if we have a gemara in Zvachim, the gemara in Zvachim in Kuf Gimel tells us, where it says, let's say a person has an oilum. We have a gemara in Zvachim that the gemara tells us, let's say a person has an oilum. He has an oilum. And he's mad. So what happens by an oilum? By the oilum, what happens is that the person will bring it, it's kula kolio. And what happens to the yar? The yar of an oilum goes to the kaihanim. You don't burn the yar. The yar of the oilum goes to the kaihanim. We have a concept that the Gemara says, let's say he'll go, the bailam over the oilum, and he'll be madish the oilum. For the R of the Isla for Benekah Bais. The carbon, the Kedushas HaGuf that there is on the whole Isla, including the R, the Isla will go on the Mizbeah, but not the R. But the R, Kahanim, will get, he doesn't want the Kahanim to get it. So what does he do? He says, besides the Kedushas HaGuf being Chal on this carbon, besides the Kedushas HaGuf of this behemoth that I was magdish that will be brought on the Mizbeah, I'm going to go and I am magdish the R with Berakah Bayis that besides the Kedushas HaGuf on the R, I'm going and I'm applying another and I'm creating a new Kedusha of Berakah Bayis onto the R to prevent the Kahanim ever from getting it from the oil. I'm getting the R of the oil. They get the R of the oil purely from Kedushas HaGuf. I'm making a double kedusha on the yar. I'm making it into Berakah Bayis. You can do that. How can I do that? If the yar, the behemah itself, belongs to God's at the Hegdish, how can I make a chalais kedusha of kedushas Berakah Bayis on something that doesn't belong to me, but it's already kedushas haguf? From there also, we see that when a person owns a carbon, there's a bailus that he has, even the God made the mumminess of the carbon. There's a Meikara Tura de Ruvain, Vahashta Tura de Ruvain, even after the Hegdish, it still becomes the Shah of Ruvain. It started out with the Shah of Ruvain, it's still the Shah of Ruvain. There's a Kedushas Karban, Rav Chaim Leizer, and the Tshuva is Meirach on this Nakuda. You want to take a look in Yeriday and Chasim Chafet. That at this point, that there's a Kedusha, a Kedushas Haguf, but on top of that Kedushas Haguf, you still have a bailus. That's not a stira to the mumminess that you have in the carbon.
By oil, it's different.
What?
By oil, it's different. It was given to the kohanim. It's poka from the
kedusha. That's only afterwards.
From the kedusha.
He's able to preempt it, though.
By the svita, that belongs to the kohanim.
No, not yet. No, it doesn't matter. The kohanim are going to get it after the svita. That's not part of the svita. If the kohanim are going to get it after the svita. He's able to preempt it. It doesn't belong to the Kahanim at that time. It's Kedushas HaGuf. The Kahanim will get it. You need.
But they have a schus.
They have a schus that they'll get after the Shrika. Not until the Shrika. Until the Shrika is done, they have nothing. The Kahanim. Until the Shrika, they don't. You see a riot for the Gemara and Svachim like that. No, they have it over here. Just a second.
Umar says he can do it.
Says he could do it, and he'll prevent the Kahanim from getting it. You have the Gemara in Kuf Gimel and Zvachim. Hol shelo yizocha mizbeach mipsara, lo yizocha la kahanim biyayra. Gemara says that Gemara has a case. Oilas ish, prat lo oilas hegdish. And the Gemara says, oilas ish, the Kahanim will get the yar. To the exclusion of Eilas Hegdish. Gemara says, what's the case of the Eilas Hegdish? Gemara says, one of the cases that the Gemara uses, it says, it'll be a case where he's Magdish it as an Eila, and then he goes and he's Magdish the Yar. In that case, so it'll work. And the question is, how does it work? How could it possibly work if he's being Magdish something that does not belong to him? And the Teretz is, the Chayr, that does belong to him. And even though you'll say, if it does belong to him, could he sell the R to a regular person, not Berakah Bayis? Kid that has Kedushas HaGuf. there's a certain certain immunity that there is in the Kedusha that there is to the Yar that makes it impossible for have the chalais to be nitvas on it. Well, what kind of it? It's a regular chalais. A regular chalais on the chir. A chulandik chalais. A mundane kind of chalais. Masha'inke, when we're talking about the chalais kedusha of Berka Bayis, there, the fact that it has kedusha zaguf is not a reason for that kedusha's Berka Bayis to be rejected. It has kedusha zaguf, that's not a stira to the kedusha's Berka Bayis that's able to be chal on it. First of all, go ahead and give it to somebody as a matan. He can't do that. But if we'll have a kedusha Berka Bayis that will be chal on top of the kedusha zaguf, that already he'll be able to do. So we've established that when a person has a bilus in a carbon, besides the bilus that he has, the gabi the kapara, the gabi the ritzui, he can also have a bilus, the gabi the mumminess of the carbon. What we can clear about now is, can you have one person owning the carbon, the gabi the kapara, and somebody else will own the gabi the mumminess? Let's say, for example, we started off with the din, someone is mafresh a carbon, kadesha is kapra bochavera. I'm mafresh a carbon for a friend. He has to bring a chatas. He has to bring an oil. He has to bring a shlodin. I'm doing it for your benefit. You go ahead, you'll have the ritza. But I want the money of the carbon. I want the bilus. For example, what will happen? I'm mafresh carbon, kadesha is kapra bochavera. Hamafresh chatos, kadesh yispar kapar bochadero. And that chatos became uberis. It just said, you can be magnish evlad, make it into a shlomit, and then you'll preempt the whole din of vlad chatos. Okay? Who gets the kayach to be magnish the vlad for a chatos, for a shlomit? The one who's the meskaper, the hamafresh, the carpenter, kadesh yispar bochadero. The one that's going to get the kapara of the chatas, or I'm going to be able to retain the bilus and the mominus that we have for such a thing. Another form of the bilus that we see is.
So we have no variance to that?
We do. It's Hashem, we'll see. If we can do it. And this, if we're clarifying already on this, we're going to say, just to make it to suggest other forms of nafkaminas that we'd be able to clear. We have, for example, dinim, a person can't bring a carbon, ain karbana shaladim karav alim kainoimid al gabav, the Gemara says in Saita. Carbon of a person cannot be brought unless the bilum of the carbon is standing there by the hakrava. You can't send the carbon without the other. At least, of katkhila. Shailu and katkhila, where it comes from. We learned it out from the Talmud, Tishmeru l'hakrid libim bayado, ein karbana shalom karb alim keinom et al gabav. The Gemara says it by yoifis, by behemoth, and it says it even by yoifis. You can't bring, even by a knife, carbon. You're not standing on there. You're standing by them. So you'll ask, of course, why? You say, how does it work? When you talk about the Zobim and Isha and the Yoldis, they come and they put their money into the taklin, into the shifris that they had, and they would just leave the money, and they would disappear. How can you do that? They can't do that. And so that's a kasha. Maybe that whole din applies only to chaylim and skanim, that they're not able to do that. But this is a kasha, cheshek shleimet, in the site that asks the kasha, how does it work in those cases by yifis where we find clearly that it doesn't have to be there. But we learn that the din is a carbon can only be brought by makom where the bilum of the carbon are there.
That's
who's the bilum? Who's
the bilum?
Yeah, I'm not saying that it's going to be ma'akiv. Oh. I'm not saying it's ma'akiv, but at least for katkhila it is like that. Or, who makes smicha on the carbon? Let's say we would have a mafresh carbon kadesh yiskapa bochavera. Who makes smicha on the carbon? The original, the one that retains the mumminess? Or the one that's going to get the kapara? Who makes the tnufa on the carbon? What will be? Who's chayim about ta'acher of the carbon? Who is going to be chayav at all the halakhas that we have? Or, for that matter, if we could split even by a mincha, see, maybe we'd be able to split even by a mincha. I could bring a mincha for somebody else. Let's say I'm bringing a mincha for a kayin. We know what's the din of a mincha of a kayin.
There's no
kibitza. What? Good, very good. It's kula kalyum. So who's the bar that who's the one that determines whether the mincha is a minchas Yisrael or whether it's a minchas kayin? The one that gets the ritzoy from the mincha, or the one that it's the bialus of the mincha is retained by. But in order for the state to make it there, you don't have the quick case of the mamonis, like we've said before. The mamonis which was negeya, let's say, being makdish liyar. The mamonis which is negeya, being makdish, let's say, avlad. We find another, one of the ramifications that we have, the gabi, the din of the bialus of a carbon. And that is, even if you'll discount the kapara or the ritzoy of the carbon. And we won't talk about the mominis, let's say the bialus over the yard, the bialus over the yard. You find another din also. We have, for example, a Mishnah in Erchin. But the Mishnah in Erchin tells us, in Yod Zion in Erchin, a person could go and he could be mekabel upon himself to bring a carbon for a mitzayra ani, or even for a mitzayra asher. He's even able to be the kabul. I have the achrayis, hare olai, to bring a carbon that this ani should not have to bring the carbon himself. The ani is a mitzayra. So what is his chiyuv and the mitzayra? As a mitzayra, he's an ani. He has to bring a carbon to be mitzayra himself. Let's say he's an usher who's a mitzayra. He has to bring a different kind of carbon. And I can say the following. Hare olai the achrayis to bring that carbon that the mitzayra ani has to bring or the mitzayra usher has to bring. Now, somebody tainus, a sefer, Shmuel Chayim, on Yuma, ask the question. If I do it for an ani, we hear that. If a person comes and he says, Hare Olai, what's that? Whenever you say Hare Olai, what is that? It's Nidre Mitzvah. I can be a couple of by myself. Hare Olai, Ashkem Yeshna. I'm going to go and I'm going to get up and learn Tainer. Hare Olai, Tztokin. Hare Olai, Betainus. Well, it's Hare Olai to go run around the block 5 times. That's not a Neder. In order for the person to be a Neder, he has to be Nidre Mitzvah. Hare Olai, Tztokin. Hare Olai, Karbon. Hare Olai, something. But it has to be a Dvar Mitzvah. I can't say Hare Olai to run around the block. That is not a Neder. Neder means it has to be Nidre Mitzvah. So if you'll tell me, if a person says Hare Olai, the carbon of an Oni, what am I really doing? I'm really giving him Tzedakah. Because ordinarily, it would cost him $100 for the carbon. Not really saying Hare Olai, the Achrayas to help out the Oni to save him $100. Look, that's a Dvar Mitzvah. But let's say I say, Hare Olai, to bring that this carbon that a Mitzayra Ashir has to bring. I am a Kabul to bring that carbon. Now what happens? If the person says, Hare Olai, to bring the carbon, Nidre Tzedakah, it's not. Nidre carbon, it's also not. What does it mean, Hare Olai carbon? I'm bringing a carbon that this behemoth will be Meratza for me. The Rebbe Shlom will have a Nachas Ruach from the fact that there's a shrika being done to provide the ritzui for me. But what am I doing? If I said, Hare Olai to give an usher a matana. This usher, does not need my money. He doesn't need that my tzedakah. Hare Olai to give this usher $100. Am I b'chleif to do it? No. There's no b'li afel dvara on that. No mitzvah sasech atishma on that. It has to be a dvar mitzvah. I'm not bringing the carbon. The carbon is going to belong to him. He's bringing the carbon, not me. If I'm going to say, Hare Olai to bring the carbon, Hare Olai to bring an oil. So I'm bringing an oil. It's a Dvar Mitzvah to bring an oil. And I'm bringing the oil. I'm going to have the mitzvah. If I said, Hare Olai to have this mitzvah, bring a carbon, who's going to have the mitzvah of Akravis carbon? He's going to have the mitzvah. What did I do? What role do I have when he brings a carbon that I provide from him? I'm just facilitating him to go and be Mekayim the Mitzvah. I'm not bringing the carbon. There's no Ritzui that's going to come for me. The Miskaper is going to be for him. The only thing that I'm accomplishing with this is that I'm facilitating him to bring a carbon. He doesn't have to spend the $100. I'm providing him the $100 that he ordinarily would have to spend himself to bring the carbon. In a case, let's say, where I said, Harei Alai, to give an usher a matun. There's no chiv to do that. Why would I be chayiv to say, if I said Harei Alai, to bring a carbon up for our mitzvah, why did I be chayiv? What's Arvus?
He's an Orei. He has a chayiv.
I don't have the chayiv. He's going to bring it himself. What do you mean? I'll tell Arvus. But there's no Arvus. He can do it himself. There's going to be an Arvus for that. No, he wants to do it. He wants to do it himself.
I seem to remember.
Not only that, there's a raya even. Not even. Let's say he would go. Like he would even be Michael. I don't want it. I want to do it myself. But then it would be. He can't even be Michael on that. The person said, Harei Alai, it's his achrayus to go and do that. In which case, what could be the mechayah for him to do it if he wants to do it himself? He wants to be Michael. He can't even be Michael if I do that.
I think a person can bring a carbon, can say Harei Alai a carbon nazir, even if he's not a nazir, and it's going.
He could. You're right. He can. Harei Alai for somebody else. For somebody else, not for myself.
But the person doesn't have to be an ani.
Now we want to know why it isn't like that. First of all, by an ani, he's able to do that. But what's going
to
be in the mechayim?
He is able to do.
We want to know what's the mechayim. That's the kashya. We don't find it beferish by an usher. We find it by an usher, daf yad aleph. He can bring it to be the kabbalah for an ani, for an usher, that, for, or an usher that's an ani.
It doesn't say but only for an ani.
We hear, as I'm bringing from over here, we see that it could work by an usher. We don't know why it is like that. How does it fit with the halachas of
an usher? It doesn't say it's only for an ani. It just says you can bring it's non. You could say, I rely on
that's the Mishnah. That's the Mishnah here in Erechim. He can see it even for an usher. We want to know why it is like that. That's
okay,
what it is.
Like, so you see it is like that.
I'm asking to you. I'm asking. I'm bringing a Mishnah that you're right. Far be it for me to argue. But we have in the Mishnah. I'm bringing a right that you're 100% right. Now the question is, why is it like that? Why? It has to fit in. If I'm going to be chayv, it has to work on Snidre Mitzvah. If it's not working on Snidre Mitzvah, so why should it be able to work? What we see from over here is what?
You mentioned he can't be Michael.
There's a right in the Torah's kind of that he can't even be Michael for it.
You could force me to.
No.
You could force me to use your cup.
I would have to, if I say such a thing, that it means that I'm Mechuyev, even if you're Michael on it. If once I said Harei Olai, then I have to do it. Wouldn't even be able to be Michael on that. If it's just a moment it's the Kethiyu, then you'd be able to be Michael. The din of Harei Alai is an Idrei Mitzvah. Has nothing, once I say it, has nothing to do with him. I'm afraid to make sure that he has the ability to use this carbon.
But he wants to bring his own chattas.
What?
He wants to bring his own chattas.
He can bring his own chattas, but still I'm going to have to provide it. At least the opportunity to do it. Maybe he doesn't want to use my chattas. But at least he doesn't have to use my chattas. Maybe, but I have to provide it.
So we go to Misa.
But the question that we have here is, well, what would be the Mechayiv? What's the Mechayiv? The only thing that has to be is Nidre, that it can be is Nidre Mitzvah. And what is it going to be? Because a person could say, Ish, the Rabbah, something to Hosh, Nadru, and the Dharma, the Dabaski, Israel, that is a din of Harei Alai, that I can be Menad, if I carbon. This is not my Nadab of the carbon. Whose carbon is it going to be? It's going to be his carbon. So what am I really doing? I'm giving him a present of a carbon. What kind of that? That's the only thing that I'm doing. The only thing that I'm doing really over here is saving him the cost of the carbon that he's mechuyev to bring. Well, no, why that works? What you see from over here is as a facilitating is not Nidrei Mitzvah. You might be a facilitator, but that's not Nidrei Mitzvah. What's the mitzvah? It says I can be Harei Alai oil. I can do. Because what's happening? I'm going to be bringing an oil. The oil that will be brought will providing me with a ritzui. The nachas ruach, the reich lichayach, will be a mitzvah that I have providing the Rebbeinu Shlomo, the reich lichayach. Over here I'm not. What am I doing? The reich lichayach is going to come from his carbon. Then I get a certain... brownie points are not giving him, making it easier for him to bring the carbon. But that's not the Dvar Nidrei Mitzvah. Nigrei mitzvah is that I'm going to have, I'm going to give the tzedakah, I'm going to bring the carbon, I'm going to have the learn the Torah. What am I doing here? What am I doing over here? What am I doing? I'm making it possible for him to have the
Chesed is not a mitzvah. I'm doing him a favor.
Yeah, but that's not the mitzvah that they're talking. That's not the mitzvah of bringing of the carbon. That's not the mitzvah of the carbon. It's not the theme of the Nigrei mitzvah. It's by an usher. But not that's not the thing that they're talking about. It's very hard to that's the case. Well, what we see is there's another aspect to what bialos of a carbon is. The bialos of a carbon could be not only at Tzedech Rabbi, not only that I have the bialos on the kapara, not only have bialos on the moment, it's like the vlad or like the oil, maybe to a certain extent, like I have by the oil, I can be magnitude for Ben Kabayis. But rather, I am the bialos on the hava and the hakrava of the carbon. Who's the one who's the maybe of the carbon? The one that's the maybe of the carbon. There's a concept that we have that a person, when he's mekabel to the bialos, or the even to be mekabel the achrayis, to bring the Ayla, whose Ayla is it? He, the Mafresh, whenever we have a Mafresh, so the Mafresh is always the one that's Maisav L'Chaymish. The Miskaper is not Maisav L'Chaymish. What is the role of the Mafresh of the carbon? The Mafresh of the carbon is, he's Mafresh a carbon, and the carbon is his. Who's going to get the Kapar for it? Maybe him, maybe somebody else. Even the Mominus of it. Maybe it'll be his, maybe somebody else. But I want to know the following. Let's say I say like this. Harei alai to bring an oila for Pliny. Okay. When? So Pliny says, the mishmar that's there on Monday, all my friends over there on that mishmar, all the kahanim over there happen to be my buddies, and I want the carbon to be brought on Monday. And I, the Mafresh of the carbon, I already was Mafresh. I was Mafresh on Sunday. So I say to him, all right, I'm bringing the carbon for you on Tuesday. Why? Because the people on Tuesday are my buddies in that mishmar. I want them to bring it now. He says, what's this? You gave it to me. It's my carbon now. You gave it up to me. You gave it to me on Monday. My buddies are on Monday. I want the Kaihanim on Monday to bring this carbon. And you have no say about it anymore. After all, you were mafresh the carbon for me. What are you bringing it in on Tuesday? What do you have to do? For the night of Geshef or Tuesday to have a say in who's bringing the carbon? The carbon is mine. You are mafresh it for me. Fair and square, you gave it to me completely. And therefore, I want the carbon to be brought on Monday. You're insisting it be brought on Tuesday. Once you brought the carbon, you were brought the carbon, you are mafresh it for me. That's I'm the one that determines when the carbon should be brought. That's Tavis Hanah. It's right, it's Tavis Hanah. But you have a complete bialum on the carbon. You're the bialum on the carbon. Whose carbon is it? I was mafreshed for Reuven. Reuven says, who's the bialum on the carbon now? I'm bringing it on Monday. I said, you're not the bialum on the carbon. You have all the benefits of the carbon. You have the kapara of the carbon. You want to know who's going to do the, who's going to have to be oimed on the carbon? Maybe you. You want to know who's going to do the smicha on the carbon? We'll have to see. Maybe you. But as far as determining which mishmar should do it, or which beisav should do it, the carbon is mine for the hava of the carbon. Who's the maybe of the carbon? For example, who's going to be over baltacher, on the baltacher? Let's say we're masha in the carbon. We delay the bringing of it. Three ago, I was mafish the carbon for Reuven. Let's say he doesn't bring it for three regalim. Is he going to be over the baltacher, or am I going to be over the baltacher? Now, I'm not saying at vaday who is going to be over baltacher. That could be we'll have to clarify about what that's true. But what I'm only bringing out is that there's a makom to clarify here what it is. We can't assume, or maybe we can. Should we assume for a double pushing that if I mafresh the carbon for Reuven? That about it's his carbon, about it, he's going to be Eber Baltacher. Once the carbon is his, he's going to be Eber Baltacher. What do I have to do with it? Once I gave it as a present, I have nothing to do with the carbon anymore. So what are you going to say? I'm just going to be everyone about that. What do I have to do with this carpet? Once I gave it, it's a matana, fair and square. I'm ganzen understood. The fair complete. I have nothing to do with it. Boy, the chat is that it's not like that. The carbon is mine. It's mine because I'm the mafrish. Who has the benefits of the carbon? He does. Reuven has it. But who is the one that's responsible for the hava of the carbon? More than responsibility. Who has the schus of hava's carbon? Who has the bailus for the hava's carbon? Who has the bailus for the to make, to determine the bailus and the benefits and the achrayus for it? Who does that have? Who has that? Do I have it or does he have it? If you see that if I'm able to be mafresh a carbon for an usher even, what am I really doing? I'm really being mafresh a carbon and it will be my carbon. Who's going to have to derive the benefits of the carbon? The other person will have a ritzui, but so what? Who's the maybe of this carbon? The maybe of the carbon is me. I could go and I could be mafresh for you. That you're a mitzayra, you have to have chiyuvim, you have to be yitza, your carbon with the ritza of the carbon for you. That's fine, very nice. But whose carbon are you being yitza with that provides the ritza? The one that I was mekabel to bring for you. But who's the one that brings it? The hava of the carbon, the maybe of the carbon is me. I will be over on the vasim shama, mahavesim shama. I can possibly be over on the lava b'tahafet. I'm the one that might have to have, I might have to be the one that does the smicha. I might have to be the one that does the smicha on the carbon. So who does smicha on the carbon? The bailum of the carbon or the beneficiary of the carbon? Or the one who has the ritzai of the carbon? Remember, in our Gemara, what do we see? In our Gemara, we talked about a guy who has mafresh a carbon, shlomim kadesh yiskapra go Yisrael. Who's going to eat it? Where it says the Israel eats it. Who's the bialim on the carbon? You might say, so it's like inconceivable such a thing. What does our Gemara say? We have a Gemara here in Menachos. This is our Gemara Menachos on Ayin Gimel. Yet, the Gemara, that's Taisus and that's Samachalif. Remember, Taisus says, when the Gemara tells us, Gemara and Samachalif brought by the halachas of Smicha and Tanufa by a carbon. So the Gemara says, B'nai Yisrael, we know that B'nai Yisrael, Yidin can be Meinif, a guy cannot be Meinif on a carbon. An Isha cannot provide Tanufa for a carbon. She doesn't do Smicha, she doesn't do Tanufa. Taisma says, let's say a guy brings a carbon that the Yisrael is going to have the Ritzui of the carbon. And not only that, who's going to be the one to eat the Basar of the carbon? The Gemara says, the Yisrael. Who's going to be the one that will be able to do? Who's going to be the one that will be able to do the tenufa? Taisa says here. Taisa says, Taisa, you see, says a lashon like this. Taisun Samachalaf Amabei says, Be the Yahim Levi Yisrael. Wait, thanks for Gemara and Anayim Gimel. Shalmei Ha'evik Lechavim Arayus. Lo Shayach Ha'evik Lechavim. Lo Shayach Ha'evik Lechavim B'tenufa Klal. The guy is, of course, can't do a tenufa. That's Pasha. Then the Gemara makes the meat. The Yahim Lo Bay Tenufa. Afil Be Yisrael. Now, Be the Yahim Levi Yisrael. Let's say the guy gives it to the Israel, Kedisan Yahasam, where it says, Shalmei, Ha'ivdek Achavim Oilus, Lashay Achavdek Achavim B'Tanufa Klav, the Ayla lo by Tanufa. An Ayla doesn't, there's no Tanufa by anyway by an Ayla, there's Tanufa by Shlomo, not by an Ayla. Afili Yisrael, the Edi Yavlei the Israel, Kedisan Yahasam of the Kachavim, Sheisnadim Lahavi Shlomo, Nasda the Israel, he gives the Shlomo. To a Yisrael, who's going to have the ritzui? Yisrael. Who's going to eat the basar? Yisrael. Who's going to do the tenufa? That's a pashat already. Who the nasta the Yisrael? Aichlan Yisrael. Mufarish the achikamer. Amanashi is kapra behen Yisrael. Aichlan Yisrael. Mistabra. Sometimes it's like this. Mistabra is not borrow. It's not for sure that it is like this. What does it mean? Tais says, mistabra, it's mistabra. Not mukhrach. You can action to kind, and you'll be able maybe to refute this. But Tais says, in svara, what do I hear? Oh, mistabra. Mistabra, the chihai gavna, by trufa. It's going to need a trufa. The dinam kit carbon Yisrael. Didn't have to be like that. Who would do some taisis? With that carbon? Who should do the tenufa? So Tais, maybe the guy should do the tenufa, because he can't do. So maybe a carbon shlomim, listen to this, a carbon shlomim that a guy gives to a Yisrael, if you'll tell me that the tenufa always goes to the matrish, then normally he would have to be the one to do it. Of course, a guy won't have that. If the guy doesn't do it, so who would do the tenufa? Nobody would do the tenufa. Certainly the Yisrael can't do the tenufa, because it's not his carbon. But maybe the guy who's the matter should be the one that would do the tenufa. For example, let's say he wouldn't be a guy, let's say he'll be a Yisrael. Let's have the Yisrael that's matrish eshlamim kidesh yiskapabo chaveru. Reuven is matrish eshlamim in order for Shimon to be able to have the benefits of a shlamim. Who's the one that does the tenufa? Reuven or Shimon? Reuven is mafresh a carbon, kidek shlomim, kidesh iskaper bo shimon. Who should do the trufa? You think about a shimon. What's Reuven have to do with the carbon? Tai says, not pushing. It's mistaber that the one who will do the trufa should be shimon. But it's not mukhrach. You want to say not like that? Say not like that. Tai says, creates a suffering. Now, what's the tzad to say like that? No, hold on, wait a second. What's the tzad to say that Reuven should do the trufa? The tzad that Reuven should do the trufa is because it's Reuven's carbon. Who has the benefits of Reuven's carbon? Shimon has the benefits of Reuven's carbon, but it's still Reuven's carbon. Who's the maybe of the carbon? Who's going to be having the baltacher of the carbon? Who's going to be the one that will have maybe to stand by the carbon? The one that does that is Reuven. It's still his carbon. You see that he went and he was able to be mekabel the achrayis for him to bring the carbon, somebody else should benefit. And why is it that it's called nidrei mitzvah? Because he's bringing a carbon. You bring a carbon, that's called nidrei mitzvah. Maybe he should be the one to go do the tenufa. Maybe he should be the one to do the tenufa. You see from Taisus, there's a spaltz of the two things. The maybe of the carbon has won it. He's the maybe of the carbon. The beneficiary of the carbon, legabe kapare, legabe. Maybe even the Gabi Bailas, you have to know who's the Bailas, the Gabi the Mominus of the carbon. Maybe the Gabi be Magdish the Uber. Like we clarify, what'll be the Din by there? We find that in the Bailas of the carbon, there are three facets to the Bailas of the carbon. There's the main facet, that's the Kapara, the Ritzoy of the carbon. There's the Indian of the Mominus of the carbon, like we find when you're able to be Magdish and Shevlad. Were you able to be Magdish Berakah Bayis? They are. But then there's the overall Bailus that we have in the Hava of the carbon. It's called your carbon. What do you get from it? Nothing. Or nothing, maybe Mamashis. But you have the source of the Hava of the carbon. That Bailus is still retained by the one that's Magdish. That Bailus is still retained. We have it clearly by a Chata, somebody mentioned before. By a Chata, Shemesa Balel. Because we have, for example, the Gemara has the tzad. We find even a machloikis. It's not clear always. Because the Gemara in Yuma, I don't want to make it too complicated, but the Gemara in Yuma has a case. We can have a case of a chatas that belongs to Shutfin. And the Gemara class, different shalos of a chatas that belongs to Shutfin. We have a case of a chatas of Shutfin. Chatas of Shutfin, by the all the kaihanim get a kapara from the chatas and the par of Shalaran, par of the kain gadol, yema kippurim. You have Shutfin in the par. Who are the Shutfin? All kaihanim. Kaihanim will get a kapara to mesmidush v'kadoshim. That's a unique case. In a regular case of bringing a chatas, you cannot have Shutfin in a chatas. If I ate chaylev, and you ate chaylev, we can't be mishtatav together in the bring of a carbon. I have to bring my chattas, you bring your chattas. There's no such thing. And the Gemara uses it, whether or not There's a din by a chata, it's a shutfin. Well, there's a din of chata shavesa ba'aleha. The Miri, in the Miri in Yuma class. What's this with chata shutfin? But you have to say that for chata shutfin. How do you have such a thing? What kind of a case is it? Not the Miri. You can have a case of a chata shavesa ba'aleha, where it's a chata shutfin. Let's say two shutfin own a behemoth. They own a sheep. And they have a friend by the name of Reuven that has to bring a chatos pelu. And the two shutfim are mapresh a chatos shkeshi skaper bo shimon. Reuven and Shimon are shutfim and a sheep. Together they are mapresh a chatos kedeshi skaper for Shimon who ate pelu. So there's your case. That's a shutfim. So let's say the shutfim die. So that's the shutfim die. Chata shavei sabala. What's the din of chatos? Is there a chata shavei sabala or not? There's your case. So even though who's going to be using the chatos?
He's still alive,
guys. Huh?
He's still alive.
He's still alive. He's still alive. Rabish lo Shimon. Shimon's still alive. Shimon needs this chatos. But it's chata shavei sabala. The shutfim die. Maybe the chatos should die. So there you have a case. Of a chatos, a shutfim, maybe that McLean should
maybe the shutfim, maybe one guy. One
maybe
guy
one
is,
guy. Yes, maybe even one guy, correct?
No,
maybe.
One guy is mafresh with someone else and he dies.
And he died. Maybe Shlodunas, we're both ways. So Dr. Miri, no, it's not Mistaber, that's the case. Because of a side means Dr. Miri. Mistaber is that we talk about the din of chatos, shemesa, baleha. We're talking about that it was Mace, the Miskaper, not the Bible. So that's a technical reason that the Miri refutes this possibility of a case of a Chatas HaShutfim. Because the ultimate stabber is, Chatas Shemesa Baleha is not Tali on the Bailam, it's not Tali on the Maprish, not Tali on the Maybe of the Carbon, even though it belongs to them, the Carbon. The svara is chata shemesa baleha should be totally the miskaper, not on the people. Now, what does it mean that they are the bailim? What was the tzad of the miri? They're shutfim in the hava of the carbon. The shutfim, who are the mevim of the carbon? They're the ones that are responsible and that have the schus for the hava of the carbon. What does it mean? Because of the mominess of the carbon, or because they are the bailim? We're not talking here that the stafka among us an event that it would become mulberis. That's not what he means, the mir. He means whenever you have a case of two shutfim that are there, that are the bailam on the sheep, they are mafresh for somebody else. If the shutfim died, that's a case of chata shebesa ba'aleha, according to the habamina of the mir. The emes is, we see that the Rambam, Lechaira, and the Teis Sarash in Horius do not even learn like the mir. They learn like the mir is habamina. Because the Gemara says, I don't want to get too far afield on here, but just to give a mushel to it. The Rambam holds, we pass him by a parah on davar shel tzibur. When the tzibur does a chet, right tzibur, they ate chaylev based on the mistake that Bezdin paskin that chaylev is mutter. So you have to bring a par. Reb Meir holds, who brings the par? The Bezdin brings the par. Reb Yehuda holds, who brings the par? The tzibor brings the par. They make take up a collection, and the tzibor donates money for the chet, for the chatas of parham darishotzi. Reb Shimon holds both that the tzibor brings it, and the tzibor brings it, and the bezdin. So the Gemara says, let's say one of the members of bezdin dies, then he'll have a din of a chatas shemesa ba'aleha. According to Reb Meir. According to Reb Meir, the Gemara in Horius on Davav, according to Reb Meir, that Reb Meir says that it's the seed, that it's the Bezdin that brings the carbon. If one of the members of Bezdin dies, it'll be Chata Shemesa Ba'aleha. So the Gemara, let's say you hold, not like Reb Meir, but in that case, they're not the Bailam of the carbon, so therefore it's not the Chata Shemesa Ba'aleha.
If one of the Tzibur dies?
And one of the Tzibur dies, the Gemara says, then it's going to be different. It'll depend if you hold that the tzibur is the one that brings the carbon. That's the Gemara, and that's the Gemara there in Horius. Very good. So the Gemara says, Who does what?
Who does the smicha?
Well, there's no such thing as that. When we talk about the carbon hashutvim, it's all dependent on Rav and Rav Yehuda. All the shutvim, carbon hashutvim. No. If it's a carbon tzibur, no, but it's no such thing as a carbon tzibur that you do smicha on, except for two. Shasar lazazel. The side lazazel. And over here, you do it as part of a best. Normally, by carbon tzibur, you don't do it. This Parham Darshal Tzibur is the one exception. The members of the Bez that do it. Members of the Bez that do it, the Smicha. Well, here the Gemara says, so it says like this. Mei Secha Min HaTzibur, if one of the Tzibur dies, very good, like this. Chayoven Echa Mi Bez. Chayoven. Talking about Mei Secha Min HaTzibur, then Chayoven. They're Chayiv to bring the Parham Darshal Tzibur. Echad mi bezdin. If one of the members of the bezdin dies, then they're pturim. So the Gemara, how does that make sense? Well, it makes very good sense according to Reb Meir. Reb Meir holds that the tzibur does not bring; it's the bezdin that brings. So what difference does it make whether one of the tzibur dies? It doesn't make a difference. They still have to bring it anyway. If one of the bezdin dies, then they're pturim. Man tana, who's the tana? Am Rav Chisda, am Rav Zeir, am Rav Yirmiyah, Reb Meir. The Amr Bezdin may be in below Tzibur. The Bezdin brings it without the Tzibur. Therefore, Mei Sechad Mi Na Tzibur. Chayavin, Ta'kayim Kulei Bezdin. The Bezdin is alive. Mei Sechad Mi Bezdin. Turim. Ta'havi Lechad Tashem Mei Sechad Mi Na Shutvin. And the Gemara says, it could also be, maybe not Reb Meir, maybe it could be Reb Shimon. Mei Reb Shimon, to Mishum Achim, to Maskelar Reyes, maybe we should learn like Reb Shimon, who holds Bezdin, Ima Tzibur. Therefore, Mesach Aminat Tzibur, their Chayev, the Ain't Tzibur Mesim. Maybe then there'll be another reason, because if the Tzibur dies, the Ain't Tzibur Mesim. It's a different cloud like the Gemara says there. Mesach Amin Bezim term, because Rav Shimon holds it's a combination of both. That's the Gemara says. But one thing the Gemara doesn't even entertain as a possibility, that it goes like Rav Yehuda is out of the question. What did Rav Yehuda hold? Rav Yehuda holds that the tzibur brings it. They collect money from the tzibur. The Rambam holds
it can't be, Rabbi Yehuda, because it says echoed from the Bezdin.
Correct. And that's
what it can't be, Rabbi Yehuda.
Except for one thing. That's what I was about to say. The Rambam says, we passing like Rabbi Yehuda, the Rambam and Hilchos Shkolim. The Rambam passes like Rabbi Yehuda. You collect the money like Rabbi Yehuda. But the Rambam says, who brings the carbon? Who needs the kapara for the carbon? Bezdin needs it. What is the case of Parham Darvish El Tzibur, according to the Rabbam in Yad HaZokah, and according to the Rabbam in Sefer HaMitzvahs? Who has the mitzvah to bring Parham Darvish El Tzibur for the chet that they did? The Bezdin brings it. How do they bring it? They take money from the Tzibur. The Tzibur provides them with the money, and to allow Bezdin to be yitzur their kapara by bringing their chatos. In other words, what's the case of Aram Dovah Shal Tzibur? It's a case of hamafrish carbon kadesh yiskapa b'chavera. The Bez, somebody else brings it. The Tzibur brings it for the kaihana, for the Bezdin, to have a kapara for the chet that they did by being machshil the Tzibur. So I was saying, here you have a classic case. Let's say one of the people of Bezdin dies. That's the reason they would be potter. So what do you see? Great Rab, they wouldn't be potter. They would be chayim. Because who do you go? Who is the one that determines? Chata Shemesa Balel. The miskaper or the mafresh? The ones that the Rambam holds that if you see from the Gemara, that the Gemara doesn't explore the possibility a Bezdin being potter, according to Rabbi Yehuda. The reason why it's not going to be true is because, according to the Rambam, it's not totally in the miskaper, the Hata Shemesa Baleha. This case would not be able to be, according to Rabbi Yehuda, even though Bezdin are the miskaper. Because who do you go by? You go by the ones that provided the carbon, the mafresh, not the people who are miskaper. What is Chata Shemesa Baleha? The Miri came out in his Baskana that it's based on the Miskaper, not on the ones that are Mafresh. The Rambam holds, if the Rambam would have held like the Miri, and that you would go Basar the Miskaper, so why would it, when you have it, why wouldn't there be a din of Chata Shemesa Baleha if one of the Bezdins died? They're the ones that need the Kapara. The Torah says, Chata Shemesu Malah, according to the Rambam, is not Taloi on the ones that are the Miskaparim. It's Taloi on the ones that provided the carbon. The Baalim and the Momen is. So you have a Machlaikas, the Miri and the Rambam, and we see the same thing from the Taisa Rosh. A Machlaikas not to a Pashit. But what do? You see from over here, you could be a Baalim on a carbon. Reuben could be the Baalim on the carbon. Shimon will get the Kapar. We saw a sign if you're the Baalim, the Gabi, the Maprish. You're the maybe of the carbon. You're the bad who has the schuss of being of determining who's going to do that krava of the carbon. You're the bialim on the kapara. You're the bialim on the carbon. Somebody else has the kapnas kapra. Now, so who's going to do this? We get the same thing by the moment it's on the carbon. Who has the schuss of being magdish the yogur? Who has the schuss of being magdish the yogur? These things, the bialim of the carbon fluctuates. It's kind of spouting the two things. It doesn't have to be the doctor, the people. Who are of the bialim on one thing have the bialim on the other thing. That's the reason. Let's say a person brought a carbon. There's a mitzvah, you bring a carbon, you have to have lina. You have to stay in Yerushalayim overnight. Who has the mitzvah of lina? The one that's the maprish of the carbon, or is it the one that's the miskaper of the carbon? We see it twice. He says, what's the din by a tenufa? You can have the din person, it's going to be one. How about going to be the Maprish and the Lichayim and the Terufa? Taisa's Mistaber is that it's totally in the other one. But it didn't have to be like that. It could have been the other way.
In your Shalayim.
Pardon me?
Someone else gave the carbon to the Chayim. The shame is someone who's in Chayim.
Yes?
He doesn't even have to be there.
So he doesn't even have to be there. That's true, he doesn't have to be there. But maybe out of the midst of Lina, he would have to be there. So who is it? Is the din of Lina and the one that has the Miskaper? Or maybe the Maprish, the one that's being maybe the carbon. He has to be the one.
He couldn't remain in Chayim. He'd have to come to Shalayim.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's what we'll have to wind up doing. Right, that's what we'll have to wind up doing.
The Rambam's case is a little different because he's not a plain mescal. The tzibur is what participated in the avera.
That's true. But they don't need the kapara. The Rambam holds that the tzibur is nitcho on there. The Rambam speaks out. They are putter. They are putter. It's not their fault. And the ones that are chayiv are the perpetrators. The ones that brought the whole chet about. The Rambam says he speaks out. They don't have to do anything. I mean, there's a separate the facts and the technical aspects. They have to pay the money, but they don't need the kapara of the
carbon.
What
about the moment?
The moment they give, Goyve Michel Tzibur.
You see that they are some kind of.
All right, that body they play a role, but the Rambam says that role they have, but they don't need the Zrika of the dam. That doesn't have to work and provide the mitzvah for them. Avad they have a role, but it's not the role in the miskaper. Miskaper they don't have. Miskaperim they are it. We're talking the ones that get the benefits of the mitzvah.
But it's not exactly like the Meir's case, right?
For our purposes, it is. It's the same thing, exact same thing. There happens to be a mitzvah to go provide the money. But the bottom line, who's the miskaper from the dam? The Bezdin. They have nothing to do with them. There is a mitzvah on them, it comes upon them to provide the. To provide the carbon, but they don't have the chelik of the kapara of the carbon. They don't need the kapara. The Rambam speaks it out that in Rambam and other shkogis speaks it out the hedya that they don't have to have a chelik in that kapara. Why am I bringing this? So you see an introduction over here. The Gabi the bialos of a carbon. There are three facets of it, and they don't necessarily have to go hand in hand. You can split them. We have the Gemara Menachos Peludiga thing. Start, Taisvis brings a Yerushalmi in Pesachim. We know that the din is, if a person brings a carbon, the day that he brings a carbon is a day of a yontif for him. Person brings a chatos, he brings an oil, the din is, that day for him, it's usher for him to involve himself in hesped, and he's not allowed to fast on that day. You bring a carbon to the Beis HaMikdash, you're not allowed to fast. You're shown.
Even a chatas?
Even a chatas. There. The Gemara learns it out. That's where it comes from. It comes because it's why we don't do malacha on Erev Pesach. With an Erev Pesach, you have to bring a carbon. And that by Erev Pesach is also after Chatzis, where we see the carbon, that's also Asiyas Malacha. That's where it comes from. From that Yerushalmi.
But you're not asher mashiach halacha if you bring a carbon.
Huh?
You're not asher mashiach. You didn't say that. The Rav didn't say that to his Yerushalmi. Said you're asher mashiach halacha if you bring.
Yes, and with mashiach halacha also. I'm starting. Tainus, hesped, tainus, and malach. We can't do malach. That's where the yisra malach comes from in Arab Pesach. Abu Pesach, eli achol aprima, malach ha-chatzais. Uparachim came. So it says, maishla arvei psachim, mishar yom and toivim, that there's an yisra of malach. Should this man have Pesach, b'chatzais v'eilach, v'ach yachin kamar asum, mishar yom ois ha-shonah, to be year round. You bring a carbon, v'yayim shemei v'carbon, asar b'malach. It's asar b'malach. Uparachim came. Malacha, hesped, tainus, you can't involve us in. It's a yontif. So the Rishalmi asked a question. Maybe you think it's a very funny question. It should come out that every day we bring a tumit. We all, everybody may say English, every day we will wind up bringing a carbon tumit. There's no day that we as Klal Yisrael will not be bringing a carbon. It should always be awesome for us to do malacha. It should be a yontif. That's what should come out. So the Rishalmi asks, and he says, you're right, that should be. It's a special Xeris HaKasuv that you're allowed to do Malacha, even though it's a day, every day is a day of Akravas Kar.
And Hesped and...
Yeah, so, alright, so maybe Hesped, you have to answer Hesped. How would that be there, yeah? But the problem we have here is, let's say we'll live with this. V'yasafta d'gonecha. What about Rosh Chodesh? Let's say a day that there's a musaf. It comes out every day that there's a musaf, whether it's Reish Chaydish, whether there's Chalamay, there should be an Isser Malacha, every day there's a musaf. And the Tzlach, here's the discussion.
It says
you're Satan Ganeva, special Tzeres HaKasu, but you don't know that it goes on a day that there's a musaf, maybe it just goes on a day that there's a Tamid.
Maybe it goes on every Tamid.
If it goes on a Tamid, why can't it go on the musaf?
But there's no hefrach, but there's no hefrach that it goes on the musaf. You have to apply tafasta ruba like tafasta. There's a teres hakasav that would be on esavta d'ganecha. But you can take off once a month for a shchaydish. You can take off the chalamayim. They'll say, hold like the Yisra of chalamayim, doing malacha, there's no Yisra with the Raisa of chalamayim. Let's say. So in which case, it's a day, but tape it lay down my acha that. It's a day of a musaf, day is a musaf. You should be also to do malacha. That's a kasha. That's a chara, big kasha. So what to say after like this? We have the Gemara Menachos, we know that Samachay Menachos, the Gemara brings one of the main confrontations between Klal Yisrael and the Baisusim were in how to bring when bringing of the Talmud. Tana Rabba, Eilen Yomaya, the following days are days that it's usher to fast. When we tussle, some of them are even usher to say a hespidur. They raise Yarcha the Nissen from Reish Chodesh Nissen until Tmanya Bay, until Ches Nissen. Utukam Tmida, that was the bringing of the Tamid that was established, that was a Yontif, that the Klal Yisrael were victorious over the Baisusim. And they were established in how to bring the carbon Tamid. The Lola Mishbe, not to say a husband. From the eighth day until the end of Pesach, there was it was established also when the day of Shmuas was going to come. So the Gemara says, what was this all about? That there was a victory because of the Tumit? She Tztukim Aimrim, because the Tztukim said the following. Tztukim Adashita. Yachid Misnadei Vumevi Tumit. That a Yachid is able to bring the Tumit. The Yachid is able, a Yachid, on behalf of the Tzibor, is able to bring a carbon tumit. My Drosh, where'd they get it from? That you're able to, Yachid can bring a carbon tumit? As I keves ha'echad, ta'aseh ba'baiter. Ta'aseh is Lashon Yachid, not Lashon Rabbi. So they say, as I keves ha'sheni, ta'aseh ben arbayim. So a Yachid could go and bring the carbon. For behalf of everybody. Amaya Hadru, and the Kai, the Yidden, the Talmud Chachamim, the Madim says, a Yachid can't do that, the Tzibor has to do it. But the Maya Hadra, what was their retort? Lamaisa, it said, Tassus, Lashon Yochid. As our Karbani, Lachmi, Leishai, Tishmaru, Shiukulam, Bay, Mitrumas Halishka. The word Tishmaru says that they have to bring it from Trumas Halishka. They have to bring it, the money, the carbon zebra of the Tavid, they have to bring it from the Tate on Trumas Halishka. And a Yochid can't do it. What did the Tzdukim hold? What did the Tzdukim hold? Tzdukim held that a Yochid could do. What do you have? The Tzdukim held, and they're thinking that you're going to bring the Tamid as a carbon Yochid? Tamid, they're actually from a Pasuk. For states of the Tzdukim, we're talking about a carbon Tzdukim. They were never a Havamina. They should bring the Tamid as a carbon Yochid. That's a carbon Tzdukim. So what did they hold? So what did the Tzdukim hold? You could be Yitza, the carbon Tzibur. That a yachid will be able to be mafresh a carbon. All of Klal Yisrael. And what will happen as a result of that? He'll be the mafresh. He'll be the navy of the carbon. Who will be the miskaprim? The miskaprim will be Klal Yisrael. That's what they held.
He's also a miskaprim.
He'll be a miskaprim also. He'll be a miskaprim. They'll be a miskaprim. Everybody will be happy. And the yachid will provide it for everybody else. What did the Chachamim tell them at that time? You can't do that. For a carbon yachid, you can do it. Not for the Tamid. The Tamid, it has to come from Trumas HaLishma.
It's a community.
For the community. Now, the shayla we have here is, what about the Musaf? What about other Karbanos Tzibur? You see that a yachid will be able to do that. Let's say you have a yachid that will donate the barley for the carbon ha'aymer. Or he'll donate the wheat for the Shtei Alefen. Could a Yachid do that? The Marba Metziah and Abayis Valiyah tells us that if you hold that there's no kshash, Shema lo yitzarem yafe yafe, Yehom Rav Yaisi hold. This Gemara doesn't mean this is totally in a Machlaik. It's Rav Yaisi, the Rabbanim, yeah, Shema lo yitzarem yafe yafe, Shema lo yitzarem yafe yafe, Shema lo yitzarem yafe yafe. The Gemara says, stop. You can have the Gemara Bavitzi, it says you can have a yachid that will bring a carbon for a carbon alimer and a carbon of the Shtei Alefim on behalf of the whole Tzibur. You can have a case by a carbon Tzibur. As long as he gives it, B'lev Shalem, he can give it in a way where it'll be a mafresh carbon k'dei she's parma by Yisrael. So why were the Tzdukim not right? What do you see from here? The Gemara holds that.
The Gemara, huh? Tishmur is not going on those Karbanos.
So what you see from over here is there's a chilek between all Karbanos Tzibur and the Karban Tamid. By the Karban Tamid, there's a din Tishmuru. You have to bring it from Trumas HaLishka. By all the Karbanos Musar, you don't have to bring Karbanos Tzibur. You have to have the Kapara of the Tzibur. He has to give it over in a way where he'll give it in a way where you'll be able to be happy. This part needs beer. He'll be in a way that you don't, in a way that you do not have, that you will not help by the carbon tummy. He'll be able to give it by the carbon alimer. He'll be able to give it by the musaf. He'll be able to give it by the shtei alechem. Whatever he does there, it's not going to be enough for the tummy. For the tummy, there's a din, you have to bring it from Trumas HaLishma. Doesn't that then tell you the following? What's the difference between whether you bring it from the Trumas HaLishka or they don't bring it from Trumas HaLishka? If you bring it from Trumas HaLishka, it means that everybody is a complete bialim on it. When you bring the Tamid, there's no option. It cannot be brought by a Yachid. It has to be brought by the whole Tzibur from the money of the Tzibur. What happens by everybody else? It does not have to be completely brought by the money of the Tzibur. Somebody else is able to do it. Let's say it's true, they're able to do it. Let's say they're able to do it. But let's say they choose not to do it. Let's say they choose to bring a musa from Trumas HaLishka. It can be brought by somebody else. But let's say they choose to bring the money from the Trumas HaLishka. They can bring it from Trumas HaLishka. But they can bring it in a way that we're bringing it from Trumas HaLishka. But what's going on in our minds, it's not that we should be the complete bialim on it. We're bringing them to a solution. It's the easiest way to do it. It's the money of the tzibur. But we don't want necessarily that everybody has to be considered as if they're the bialim on the whole thing. By the Tamid, it has to be brought from the Trumas HaLishna. What's it telling you, Tishmaru? It has to be, who's the Mafresh of the carbon? Who are the Bailam on the Mevi, the Mevium of the carbon? Who's the Mevi of the carbon? The whole Tzibur. By a Nusuf, you don't have to be the Mevi. You don't have to be the Mevi. The Haraya, somebody else is able to do it. Somebody else is able to do it. But by your Tamid, nobody else is able to do it. It has to come, Dafke, from the Tzibur. In which case, let's say we go back to the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi asks the Kasha, every day should be Yosar and Asiyas Melacha. And so if Yerushalmi, you know you have Yosaf to the Gonech. Why? The question is, how would the Karban Musaf be answered? The Teretz is, because by a Talmid it was a problem. Because it's the Talmid has to be brought for Trumas HaLishka. Everyone is the maybe of the Karban. If everybody's the maybe of the carbon, everybody at Klai Yisrael should be also Masiyas Melacha. But you don't have to be a maybe by other Musaf. The Kapra Kasha of the Rishalmi was never a Kasha in the first place when it comes to the Musaf. So the Kasha in Esdav, something like, even though you have the Asapta de Ganecha would only be a Teretz that's needed for the Talmud, not for the Musaf. But the Musaf was never a problem in the first place. Because the Bailus that you have for the Talmud, it's a different gather of bailus. You have to be not only the bailum, not only do you have to be a bailum on the kapara of the carbon, you have to be a bailum as a maybe of the carbon. That then doesn't apply when it comes to the Muslim.
But if it's brought from the carbon list,
what?
If it's brought from the
From Trumas HaLishka. Let's say it's brought from Trumas HaLishka. So if there
are maybe, and that is what.
Well, for that, very good. So then saying that even if you bring it from Trumas HaLishka, but there doesn't have, if you can have somebody else that could do it, that means that you could bring it from the Trumas HaLishka without intending that it should even be that you should bedafka be a maybe. For example, like this.
This thing, correct?
Can you bring a carbon that there shouldn't be a maybe? Or every carbon has to have a maybe? So, it's brought from the public treasury. So, say they'll bring it for them, but not every. It's brought because that's the easiest way to get the money by the Muslim. Or you have to bring it for the money because it's a din that a carbon has to have a maybe. So, you have a riot to this. I think by Nias Dyke, you have a riot. The Gemara says in Svachim, that if you had a katos that's mixed in with other behemoths. So with a raisa, let's say you have other behemoths mixed in with a katos. So the din is you can't bring it, you can't bring it. If you brought the katos, you're not yaitse. Let's say you brought the katos, it's mixed in, oilus with a katos. And you brought the karbonos. The din is you're not yaitse, you're katos. What do? You bring the katos again, because this was not a qualified katos. The sheep there asks the kasha, and Zvachim and I and Gimel, Midaraisa, you're able to be yaitzi. You brought a chatos, you brought a chatos. I was mixed in with something else. So the rabbanon were makbid that if it's desired not to be yaitzi. But midaraisa, you certainly brought a chatos. If midaraisa, you brought a chatos. Yet what are they telling you now? That you have to bring another chatos afterwards if you brought the carbon. You're not yaitzi of the chatos. So what do you do if you're not yaitzi of the chatos? You have to bring another chatos later. The shita is, how do you bring another chatos later? If be the raisa, you're a yaitza chatos. What you're bringing later on is cholam azara. How can you have a case that be the raisa, you're able to be yaitza chatos, the rabbanan said you're not yaitza chatos, and you have to bring another chatos. If you did that, it's a case of cholam azara. Shita brings someone in the fine gimel mesa rabbeinu monayach. Well, we get rabbeinu monayach. And he says, you're not yaitza, the chatos was good. But you were not going to the chatos. Why not? Because if the Rabbanan didn't want you to bring it, they said hefker bez and hefker, and they took the chatos away from you.
So then whose chatos is it?
Nobody's chatos. Exactly.
But how can you bring a chatos?
You can bring your chatos.
There's no chet. How can you bring a chatos?
Excellent question. Very good. And what does she do about chatos away? According to Rabbi Shul, holds that there's a bit of amshochet that says that if you're already yaitze, let's say you did a chatos away, and then you brought an oilas away. And then you brought an oila sa'if, and you brought it like a chata sa'if. You brought it, in such a case, the oila sa'if is transformed into a chata sa'if, even though you already were yaitza the chata sa'if. You brought a chata sa'if, you brought it lamata. that you brought there, you had an eilus alive. That you didn't, you already ate to the chatas. And you brought it like the chatas alive. The oil becomes a chatas, according to Rabbi Yeshua. You see that the din without a chet, it only means to be masprish, a chatas, but not aware there was no chet. But if you had a carbon that was already hufrash, and then there's a way to make it into a chatas, the chatas is able to be oila, even in a case, even though it was done in a way where there was no chet. That's what you see from the Gemara as well. In which case, if you see that they took it away because of the klal of hefker bez din hefker. So now, exactly like you said, they took the chatas away. So what is it, why? A chatas, chatas without portfolio. What do you have? You have a chatas without a bible? Who owns the chatas? Nobody owns the chatas. How can you have a carbon that nobody owns it? The Torah says you can. You can have a chatas that some that the chatas is one which is ownerless. So let's say you bring a musaf. I'm saying there's no maybe. Who's the maybe of that chatas that they took away? Al tefker bes and efker. Teretz says there is no maybe. So you don't have to have a carbon with a maybe. If let's say you had a case where you had musafim that you brought from the money of Trumas HaLishka, which you do not have to have. It's a carbon without a navy. If that was Hekdashis Kabbalah, that's fine. By a Talmud, you can't have that. By a Talmud, that it has to be brought dafke from Trumas HaLishka. In that case, where it could be brought from Trumas HaLishka, because you need a navy. If you need a navy, that was the Rishalmi's Kasha, Shekham Yosh B'Yasser, Matzias Malacha. Lanias Daite, just to bring a smach. A Raya from a Rashi. Gemara says in Tzvachim, Gemara in Daf Kuf Gimel in Tzvachim, Gemara says, we have that Gemara where the Kaihanim normally are Zaycha in the Yar. So we have, Gemara says, what do we see from here? Gemara says, Tan Rabban, Prat Li'aylas Hegdish. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. What does it mean, Prat Li'aylas Hegdish? Rabbi Yehuda says, "Prat li'olas geirim." What does it mean that there's no giving of the R by the olas hegdish? What does it mean, olas hegdish? Amar Abchia bar Yosef, "Prat la'ila haba min ha'maisrus." An ila that comes from maisrus. What does it mean? What's the maisrus? A person had an asham, and the asham got lost, and he replaced it with another asham, and he got his kapara for the asham. Then they found the other usher. The original usher that got lost, they found it. One man the other holds. What happens to that usher? It becomes an oila. Whose oila is it? It becomes an oila of the tzibur that they bring for kitzah mizbeach. When the mizbeach is empty, they'll bring that oila. And it becomes a carbon tzibur oila. It can be a yachid. Reuven lost his usher. And then they found it. They brought another usher. And then they found the old usher. What happens to that usher? That oil becomes an oilas tzibur. It's an oil of the tzibur. It becomes a carbon tzibur. So to the Rashi. Minha ma'isus. The chol ha'shamet shariya. That the din is, it's at griya. Tmuras asham. The asham shemesu balav. Kipru balav. Where behold, the din is yero. The yimkru, the yiplu, the man with a dava. It's the oilas kitzam isbeah. The lav oilas ishu. It's not an oilas ish, and therefore the R of this case will not go to kahana. Listen to this, rabbis. For who oilas kitzam isbeah? The lav oilas ishu. Ela nivas tzibur. The oil becomes an adava of the tzibur. Unisacheha. What do you do with the nisachem of it? You bring it mishal tzibur. Listen to this. A Rashi. The aim be'olav seibach aleh. The bailum of this oila. The din is, he can't be seimach. Who's going to be seimach on this carbon? Who's going to do the smicha? Nobody. It can't be the bailum. What's he said? The ain't no shot. The ain't no shot. What?
It's all the sefer doesn't have.
What is Rashi telling us? The oila is an oila tzibur. Who's the bailam on it? The original guy, the mafresh. You can have a case of a carbon tzibur where the bailam was the mafresh. It's called the bailam on the tzibur. A bailam on the carbon tzibur. You can have a case where who gets the kapara? The tzibur. Everybody, who brings in the Sochem? Tzibur. Every benefit is the Tzibur. Who's called the Mevi of the carbon? The one that's the Mevi of the carbon. Who's called the Bialim of the carbon? The original Mafresh. He's still the Bialim on the carbon. And therefore there's a Havamina, maybe he should still do Smicha. Maybe there's a Havamina, he should still do the Shechita, such Rashi, he doesn't. Because it's got to be all the Dinim. It still has a din of a carbon Tzibur, even though he's a Mafresh.
So
what happens by every Muslim? You could have a case of a carpet seabor and somebody else could be the Bialim. Not by a Talmud. By the Talmud has to come Dafka from Chumas Alishka. Therefore, the Yerushalmi asks the Kasha, El Meyata, there should be an Isser Malacha by the carpet Talmud.
Dafka Talmud.
Only the Talmud. Not by the carpet seabor.
Why you need a Shim Ser Yufa Yufa?
Oh, Valdik. There. From this Rashi, Lani is nightly.
What's his question?
Why do you need to?
Because, so what is it, Negeya? If you're telling me he could be the Mafresh, and he's still going to be the Bialim on it. So, why do you need, why are you concerned? Shemele Yitzurem Yafa Yafa. That's good for your Machlaikas, or if you see the Rabbanit. What does it mean, Shemele Yitzurem Yafa Yafa? We're worried that maybe he's not going to give it over completely. So even if he doesn't give it up completely, he could have the same din of a mafresh carbon today, Shiskapa Bochadero, that he'll retain the bialus, and the other one will be the beneficiary of the kapara. And not only that, the Chazainish in Menachos explains that this din, of the din that we have, of why do you need Shemele Yitzurem Yafi Yafi, which is a problem anyway, I don't think it did, Barbara Shemelei, Bahamit Barak, which is the Mishla Melechis. But the Naniach that. So the Chazainish says, not like what we're saying. The Chazainish says, because over here by a carbon tzibur, he has to give it over completely. And he can't have a din of a mafresh. The tzibur has to have the din of a mafresh. And therefore, that's why you need it. And so, Lanias Daiti, we've seen from the Rashi, not like that. Rashi says, even by the carbon tzibur, he can be the mafresh, he'll still be the bialim. And the zehu, a mafresh, and a mevi. But you can't keep any mamonis for yourself. But a moment is a tzibur. And that's what it means. Shemele Yimtzerim Yafa Yafa.
It's fine.
Thank you.